The Poetry of Charlotte Perkins Gilman. An Introduction. Charlotte Perkins Gilman was born on 3rd of July, 1860 in Hartford, Connecticut, to an unaffectionate mother and a father who abandoned her and her older brother to a life of poverty. Inevitably, her schooling was limited, and by 15 she had attended 7 different schools but received only 4 years' education. However, Charlotte was resourceful and did spend time with her father's aunts, the suffragist Isabella Beecher Hooker and the Uncle Tom's Cabin author, Harriet Beecher Stowe, as well as many hours at the public library studying ancient civilizations. In 1878, she enrolled in classes at the Rhode Island School of Design, where she met Martha Luther, and they developed a close relationship until Luther married in 1881. Charlotte was devastated and detested romance and love until she met and married the artist, Charles Walter Stetson. Their only child, Catherine Beecher Stetson, was born in 1885, but left Charlotte with postnatal depression, then often dismissed as a case of hysteria or nerves. Unsuited to domesticity, she ruptured her life and moved to California with Catherine. She divorced in 1894 and then sent Catherine East to live with her father and his second wife, confirming that his paternal rights be acknowledged and that Catherine establish a relationship with her father. After her mother died in 1893, Charlotte moved back east and became involved with her first cousin, Wall Street attorney Houghton Gilman, who she married in 1900. After his death, she moved back to California, where Catherine then lived. In this volume, we bring her extensive poetry writings to the fore. Her talents in the poetic arena are indisputable, bringing a brave and focused eye to a world of her words that is too often neglected. Charlotte lectured widely for social reform, wrote important non-fiction works that questioned our patriarchal system and left a legacy as a leading and positive spokesperson for feminism. She was diagnosed with incurable breast cancer in 1932, and as she wrote in her suicide note and autobiography, she chose chloroform over cancer. Charlotte Perkins Gilman took her own life on 17th of August 1935, age 75. In Pasadena, California.
A Conservative by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. The Garden Beds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?